Someone asked me if he could participate in an upcoming Kiddush that our shul is having to celebrate the Siyum Hashas. And the issue is that he's an Avel, and he'll be an Avel during the Yud Beis Chodesh, the 12 months of mourning for a parent. And the question is, again, can he participate in the Kiddush, because he finished he's going to finish Siyum HaShas, so he wants to participate, and he's going to finish Shas, he's going to want to participate in the Siyum HaShas Kiddush. The Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Chav Bezim and Bez states, Al Kol HaMesim Kulam Nichnas LeBez HaSimcha LaAchar Shloshim Yom, on all individuals who pass away, after 30 days you can enter into a Bez HaSimcha, a house of happiness, Val Aviv Val Imo LaAchar Shneimasar Chodesh. But for someone lost a parent, he can't go into a Beis HaSimcha after 12 months. And Rabba Bar Rav Chana says that it's L'Simchas Mereus. We're talking about a social simcha, a social gathering. The truth is, there are potentially at least three types of gatherings of simcha, or sudos of simcha. There's a suda, a festive meal with a lot of friends. There is a seudas mitzvah, a suda to celebrate a mitzvah. And maybe there's also Suda of Nisuin, of a wedding ceremony, which is obviously a Sudas Mitzvah, but it might be even a higher form of Simcha. The Smag in Hilchos Avelos writes that Rabbeinu Yehuda Rav Yosef Mipi Rabbeinu Tam Veri Hayu Matim Lavo Lisudas Chasan. So he cites some Rishonim who cited Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, who held that you're allowed to, if you're an Avel, you're allowed to come to a Suda of a Chasan. That, when the Gemara said that a Simchas Mareis is forbidden, it's only a Simcha of a social Simcha. But when you have a mitzvah, like a wedding, so there's a counter pressure there, and so that would be allowed. That's one approach. The Ravid has a different take. The Rosh cites the Rosh and Simon Peites and Moi Katan cites the Ravid, who says that if it's a wedding, L'Shem Shemayim, when you're marrying a Yasom and a Yasom, an orphan, or Aniya, Ani Vaniya, L'Shem Shemayim, or poor people, that apparently they need your help to be there at the wedding, and if you wouldn't be there, you spatel Hamaisa, that somehow the wedding might not take place, so that would be permitted for an Avel to participate in. But a wedding of an Ashir, a wealthy person just invited to a feast, you're not allowed to go there. And the reason, the Rosh explains, the reason for the Ravid is that actually a Sudas Mitzvah is more problematic than a Sudas Rishus. Why? Because a Sudas Mitzvah, when you're celebrating a Mitzvah, there's even greater Simcha. There's even greater happiness. So not only is a Sudas Mareus, a social Suda, forbidden during Yud Beis Chodesh, but certainly a Sudas Mitzvah. And only when, if the mitzvah would not take place without your participation, so then you can participate. So again, that's the second approach. The Smag says that only a Sudas Mareus is forbidden, but you could participate in a Sudas Chasan Vikala. The Ravid says, no, the Sudas Mitzvah is forbidden unless your lack of participation may cancel the entire event. And the Ramban writes that the Ikar Isur Beisa Simcha Shamu Asur Bigmar Hu Sudas Nisun. He says that Sudas Nisun is worse from a Simcha perspective than any other mitzvah. There are many different Sudas of Mitzvah. There's Sudas Mitzvah of a Bris Milah, of a Pidyon Abayin, but the Suuda of Nisuin, that has the greatest amount of Simcha for obvious reasons, and that an Avel cannot participate. And even he writes that he's not even excited about permitting an Avel to participate in a Suda of a Yasom and a Yasoma, unlike the Ravid. So again, we have three different approaches. Do we say that the Gemara says that Simchas Mareis is forbidden during Yud Beis Chodesh? Does that mean only Simchas Mareus, but a Sudas Mitzvah is permitted? That's like the Smag. Or do we say that no, a Sudas Mitzvah is even more problematic? And that's like the Ravid. Or do we say like the Ramban that a Sudas Nisun is the most problematic? Even more problematic. And even in the case of a Yasam and an Isoma, you still shouldn't ideally participate. How do we paskin? So the Rama writes in Simon in Yoredeya, Simon Shin Sadi Aleph Seif Beis Vaminag Shalecho Bishum Suda Baolam Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. The minag is not to eat any meal at all during Yud Beis Chodesh Imhu Chutz Lebeiso, if it's outside your home. And any festive meal, Sudas Mareyah, Sudas Mitzvah, Sudas Nisuin, it's forbidden. However, there might be an exception when it comes to a Sudas Mitzvah dealing with Talmud Torah. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon, in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Memvav, Kol Mevatel Torah Me'osher Sofer Levat Lo Me'oni, anyone who cancels Torah, doesn't study Torah because he's wealthy, he's so concerned with his finances, making sure that he checks up with his estates, and he, because of that, he can't study Torah, or he claims he can't study Torah, he will end up not studying Torah from a state of poverty. V'chol ha'mekayem es ha'Torah me'oni, sofa l'kayem me'osher, and the opposite is true. If you, even when you're poor, you make time to study Torah, you'll end up studying Torah from a sense of wealth, from a state of wealth. Now in this, the Rama writes, Kishe misayeyam mismaseches mitzvah lismoa v'laso su'uda v'nikre su'das mitzvah. When we conclude a masechta, there's a mitzvah to have to rejoice and to make a feast. And we call this a sudas mitzvah. And the Shach in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Mem Vav, Sivkot and Chavzayin, cites a tshuva from Maharam Mintz. He was born in northern Italy in the 15th century. And he served as a rabbi in a number of German communities. And he writes that there is a custom that when they finish a mesechta, they leave the last few lines until an appropriate time, and they invite everyone to participate, and they have a celebration, and they say Kadesh Rabbanon, and the Asara B'nai Rav Papa, Vehi Sudas Mitzvah, Dafilu Avel Toch Yud Beis Chodesh, Al Avi Ve'imo Yachol Lisod Sham, that even in a mourner during his 12 months of mourning over a parent can participate in a siyum mesechta, a siyum of Torah. So even though we are strict, we try to be strict that when it comes to, let's say, a bris mila, pidyon habein, an avel can participate in the bris mila, be there for the bris mila, but he should not participate in the seuda aspect, because that is simcha. However, when it comes to a siyum of Talmud Torah, an avel may participate, and therefore, in our situation, an avel would be allowed to participate in a kiddush to celebrate the siyum hashas. Let's say when we finish, let's say if we were to, when our shul celebrates the siyum hashas, in addition to the global celebration, and let's say we were to leave the last few lines as well, someone were to make a siyum, and were to have a kiddush to celebrate that, the avel would be allowed to participate. Perhaps the difference between, let's say, a siyum of a mesechta, and let's say a regular sudas mitzvah, is that a sudas mitzvah bris mila, a sudas mitzvah pidyon habein, so that celebrates someone else's pidyon habein, someone else's bris mila, and everyone else is trying to join in the simcha to make the other person happy for what happened to him. But when it comes to siyum on a mesechta of Torah, we're all participating in Torah, and hopefully the siyum on the Talmud Torah will be contagious and it will lead to greater Talmud Torah. Perhaps this is why we have this dispensation to allow even an avel to participate in a siyum of Torah, because the counter pressure that this will hopefully engender greater Talmud Torah is so compelling that it allows even an avel to participate in this tremendous Seudas Mitzvah.